interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Can you believe we're wrapping up the month of September? I feel as though we just blinked and now we're in the last quarter with a lot to look forward to because there's inevitably going to be a fair amount of change in the near future, no matter what it is. And that means that we can all kind of start planning and prepping accordingly. I feel like at my office, where I proudly represent White Glove Moving and Storage, we've seen some hesitation in the marketplace when it comes to real estate buying and selling since about August, maybe the latter part of July on through. And I feel as though folks are getting antsy, like they waited and now they feel like they want to make some decisions. So they're starting to put out those feelers again. And in part, some of it stems from insurance costs if you aren't purchasing new construction. And here in the studio, I have a friend of mine through the Chambers of Commerce, through the various organizations in the Treasure Coast, in particular Indian River County, that is really a wealth of information and has started an online petition that is really gaining some speed. It just launched last week, and yet we have hundreds of signatures already, and looking forward to seeing what some grassroots movements can do by way of our state's ability to vote and to act. So here in the studio, Adam Ogilvy, he is the owner of ORC Services, Emergency Water Mitigation, Mold Remediation, Biohazard Cleanup, Remodeling, Flooring, and Cabinets. That's right. If it's damaged, he'll get it all out and give you choices with what to replace it with. And over the years, my team at White Glove has been able to assist because your guys, as talented as they are, they're really not moving the furniture.
Yeah, we refer to you guys all the time.
Yeah, we'd rather get to task, right?
Yeah, we don't want to touch the stuff.
Exactly. And so at a recent Sebastian Chamber function, we got to touch base, and I'm so excited that this worked out to be able to collaborate a little bit here today. So let's highlight some of the things that you're most passionate about by way of insurance, because as you see it, especially with the number of the homes as they are on the island side or the closer to the water they get, on average, $10,000 in insurance fees.
Yeah,
cost.
So definitely my biggest passion is advocating for the homeowner. I believe that what's good for the homeowner is good for the contractor, and I'm a contractor, so let's go homeowner, right?
Yeah.
So, and you'll hear all kinds of statistics out there about the cost of insurance. I keep going back to the one $10,000 a year on average, because I heard that firsthand from the consumer advocate for Office of Insurance Regulation, Tasha Pryor. If you're listening, I got that information from you. But there's been other numbers. I heard 5,000, I heard 6,000. But that's the issue, is transparency, that nobody really knows how much the average insurance costs. Nobody knows. The most regulated industry in the state of Florida is insurance, but no one has this information. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Strange, right?
And I did hear recently at a legislative update where they were bringing in discussions that there's upwards of 12 new carriers in the state of Florida. Yet, if those carriers aren't meeting with the insurance agencies themselves and allowing the insurance agencies to represent them, are they really here?
Yeah. So, you know, there's been nine supposedly. I'm only sure of nine of them, and you're going to get a kick out of this one. The of the nine insurance companies that I'm aware of, like five of them don't even technically exist. They're just names on websites that got approved by the state to sell insurance. They're called insurance exchanges, and I'm still trying to understand what an insurance exchange is, but I don't know how the Office of Insurance can say, hey, you can get insurance from this company called, for example, Manatee Insurance Exchange, but when you look them up on the corporation's website for sunbiz.org, there is no such corporation. There's not even a DBA or fictitious name. So how is the Office of Insurance saying there is a new company, but there isn't a new company?
Riddle me this.
Yeah, it's pretty serious. It's almost like, hey, the feeling I get is from upper management or upper leadership is saying, we need to do something to show that there's new competition coming into the market. Do something. And it's like, oh, we'll come up with some exchanges and have some websites identify as insurance companies. That would go over well. I mean, how long is it going to take for us to figure that out? So that's kind of how it feels, because you go to these websites, go to Manatee Insurance Exchange, and you'll see there's a P.O. box. Uh-huh. Trying to figure out who owns it. And it's going to be tough to figure out who owns it. So it's, again, building more distrust that we're facing. We're paying high prices.
Right. And they want people to shift off of Citizens. So they're creating these new companies, yet.
Oh, yeah.
What is the legitimacy of them?
So let's go. Let's dive into that. So it's called a depopulation program that Citizens is doing. And so they're literally depopulating policies that they have to go to homeowners for a higher premium, about 20% more. And then the funny thing is these depopulation companies that are receiving this are the same CEOs that own other insurance companies in Florida. So it's the same domicile, domestic insurance companies, same CEOs, but they're a new company, but they're not a new company because it's the same address, same people running them, same everything, and they're not open to the public. They're only receiving Citizens' policies. So how are these companies even bringing in new competition when they're the same old, same old?
Interesting. Well, yeah. There is nothing like creating some conversation. And of course, it's exciting, the petition that you've created. We're going to share this QR code at treasurecoastinsider.us and again on our Facebook at Treasure Coast Insider on Facebook so that you can look into it and potentially sign the petition yourself. I just had an opportunity to do so. One voice, one mission, fair and affordable insurance for all. And I know that there's going to be a lot of folks championing this because they want answers, and there's plenty of independent insurance offices that want to be able to give more options to their clients. They're pounding on the same doors saying, where is this?
Hey, I'm not anti-insurance. Insurance is huge for us, but and I do like to see corporations make a profit. Absolutely. But right now, I mean, if you ask any single person, is insurance charging too much? I guarantee you 100% it's like something's not right. They're charging way too much. And yet
they provide less coverage.
Less coverage. Absolutely. 99% less coverage in some areas. You know, they changed the matching statute that allows the insurance companies to determine how much they cover for damages that get matched. And they decided not to limit that to 1%. So 99% less coverage. So it's unbelievable the things that they're changing. And it's almost like they're just changing things on a whim. You have policies that have been pretty much the standard, like, boilerplate insurance policy for years. And all of a sudden, they're coming up with all these creative ways to limit and cap off things in your policy, which means equals out-of-pocket expenses for homeowners. So now we're all paying a premium price of, say, $10,000 on average, subjected to all these limits within the policy that you don't even know about because you're all looking at the declaration page, which is like, you know, the
quick
dwelling
recap.
The
mm-hmm.
quick recap. It doesn't say, hey, you have $3,000 for water, $10,000 for mold, 99% less for damaged materials, and you have to use our contractor or we deny your claim.
Now, I thought that local legislation, and they did mention that it would maybe take upwards of 24 months for it to circle through, that included the new insurance companies coming on the scene, as well as the rulings from the insurance companies that homeowners would be forced to replace roofs that really weren't needed at that time. Are you still experiencing, on behalf of the work that you do out there in the field, that there's still that pressure on homeowners?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard a story today, actually, where somebody had their house listed and the new buyer wanted to buy it. And last minute, the insurance company's like, we can't insure this house unless it has a new roof. totally blew the deal on the real estate transaction. The seller's like, my roof's in great shape. I don't know what they're talking about. And so
probably did the pre-inspection and everything. Yeah. And yet it was,
you know, it's not good enough for the carriers. And you know, back to these legislative changes that are taking place, and they talk about the 12 to 18 month cycle through to make sure to see if these changes are doing what they're supposed to do, and they're not giving them enough time to cycle through. I mean, we're having, I think last year we had two special legislative sessions. I mean, there's been so many changes. It's like, how do you know one thing worked versus another? I mean, it definitely seems like things have swayed way too far to the insurance side of things. And I mean, everybody knows not to trust insurance companies these days because of things. So I don't think they have our best interest in mind.
Well, and then the bad faith laws that were changed give more opportunity to be taken advantage of by the insurance companies as a whole. But perhaps that kind of ties in to the fact that the price fixing forces you to hire insurance companies that then have their own preferred vendors, which sometimes they happen to own those preferred vendors. So now there's those unfair trade practices causing local contractors to even go out of business.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the remodel construction industry has definitely felt the effect of it, because water damage is like the number one claim. And what triggers a repair is water damages. And these remodel contractors are definitely not getting these phone calls like they used to, because homeowners are being incentivized to use their insurance company's preferred vendor. Just happens the same CEO owns that restoration company, and they're getting away with it. And it's just not fair to local contractors. But I mean, but the biggest deal is the price of insurance. I mean, they could fix the price of insurance and give a fair insurance coverage to everybody.
Annual premium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, what's full comprehensive insurance these days? It's like, what is that? You know? And I'm still trying to figure out what that is, because every single policy is different. Yeah, and we've lost sight of what full comprehensive means when it comes to homeowner coverage. And it's all about cutting prices and increasing insurance. And it just feels very corrupt.
And then what
corrupt.
A burden on the homeowner with the additional out-of-pocket expenses. Now, I know we only have a couple minutes. You're not only a busy business owner, but you're a busy dad.
Yes.
And so I do want to just quickly highlight the good work that ORC does. I know there's been many projects that we collaborated on. Yet let's talk about a successful story in recent times in regards to the insurance doing what it was supposed to do, so that you could come in and help a homeowner here throughout the Treasure Coast.
Well, what insurance used to do is give you a choice to hire a contractor, where you would file a claim, that you meet an adjuster, that adjuster would write an estimate, and then you go searching for a contractor. And they would have preferred vendors out there that you could choose if you decided to. And then you collect three bids and you decide who fixes your house, either from great reviews or a neighbor used them before, some credibility that, hey, not only are they going to fix it, they're going to fix it right, and they're going to be around here to warranty this work, because they're a local company that cares about their name, their brand, that are going to fix my property, versus, in essence, nowadays, you're being forced to hire an unfamiliar contractor.
Sure, from metropolitan areas and so forth.
I mean,
so
talk
forth.
About mm-hmm. the red flags of the things you don't do to hire a contractor. You don't hire a contractor that comes to your door unsolicited. You don't hire a contractor that doesn't have good reviews. You don't hire a contractor without getting other bids. But meanwhile, in the policies, it's being forced to hire the contractor because of incentive to save money. You don't even know if they're licensed and insured. You don't know if they're going to pull permits. And I've heard stories, firsthand stories I've seen, where they don't even tell you what they're fixing in your house. They just show up to fix stuff. And you're like, what are they doing? I don't know.
However, in the event of a real emergency, oftentimes the adjuster doesn't come out first, right? Like if your house is flooding and someone knows, I can call ORC, which I just learned, friends, was initially an acronym. I always thought that. I always did.
Yeah.
So it was Ogilvy Restoration Construction.
And Construction. Just shrunk it down.
And then we shrunk it down to ORC with the fun. He's a dinosaur, yeah?
Yeah, he's a mystical monster ORC. If you've seen like Warcraft or Dungeons and Dragons or something like that, or Shrek, you know.
I was gonna say he's very cute. He doesn't seem scary.
Monster,
yeah, he
huggable.
Is. Yeah, he doesn't seem scary.
Monster, yeah.
I like him.
We call him Mork. Actually, his name's Mork.
Mork yeah. at Ork.
Mork,
I like
Mork
it.
And Mindy. Mork.
Of course.
Yes.
So, let's say that someone's out of town. They come home. They're standing water in their home. Waiting for the insurance to send an insurance adjuster is not necessarily what they're doing. They're looking for a immediate restoration company to come out right away, right?
Yeah,
get
exactly.
this water sucked out. Let's get it dried. And then let's see what the damage is.
Yeah. I mean, that's totally what makes sense. I mean, it's kind of like getting into a car accident. You don't call your insurance company to sort out the issues. You call the police. So restoration companies are your first responders to your home emergency. And it makes sense to call an expert, local licensed expert to come in and immediately take mitigation measures to prevent further damages, not sitting around waiting for the adjuster. And so we do provide that services. We come out, we start the mitigation process, we start the communication with the insurance company. If they want to play ball and they want to be fair, then everything works out smooth. If they want to...
And chances are then your services were covered, in fact, by the insurance company.
Yeah.
If everything goes smoothly.
Yeah, everything goes smoothly. There are limitations that they have in place now that really kind of force you to utilize their contractor. But we'll work up to those limits, not to expose our customer to any out-of-pocket expenses very upfront. And like, hey, you know, we're going to notify them that we're going to exceed
very
certain
ethical
limits.
Very ethical of you. Nice.
And we're going to give them so many hours to respond based on their policy. And it just so happens they never respond back and say, yes, you can exceed our limit. What they normally do is they respond back like 5 or 6 days later. Everybody's like stressed out because that's how quickly they respond. And we just try to do our best we can with what the consumer has and, you know, get their houses back in order. You know, we're a great, great company going on 14 years or past 14 years.
Right.
Now.
Just celebrated an anniversary
exactly.
here in September. Congratulations, Adam.
We do a lot with the community. I mean, we do exactly what you want a construction company to do or any business and the community to do to, you know, support their members that work there, give back to the community and you know, and just not take the money and run to some other county or, you know, or out of the state
so
or whatever.
Valid.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if our folks are listening and they want to keep you top of mind, they appreciate your passion. They're going to follow on our website, treasurecoastinsider.us. They're going to go to our Facebook. They're going to look for this QR code so that they can help sign the Florida Homes Insurance Alliance petition.
Yeah.
How can they reach you though? If they say, gosh.
So they can reach me through orcservices.com. Or they can go on to the Florida Homeowners Insurance Alliance, where we're trying to become the one voice, one mission, fair and reasonable insurance for all. That's where I'm at mostly because I'm out here trying to fight for everybody, get this insurance situation straightened out. But orcservices.com or call me on my phone number, which is 772-589-8026.
All right. Adam Ogilvy, Ork Construction Services, Ork Services, thank you so much for being here. Congratulations on your 14th year anniversary. And make sure, folks, that you check us out online to get involved in that petition. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Sturgis Lumber is the county's most trusted hardware store. Sturgis stocks stainless steel products, power tools, construction and painting supplies, propane, plumbing, and electrical parts. 4645 US 1 Vero Beach, Sturgis Lumber and Hardware.
It's hurricane season. Prune your trees now with Scott Tree Services. Strengthen your trees against high winds and remove broken limbs that could cause damage. Don't get nervous. Call Scott Tree Services.
Sunshine Furniture.
If you dream of creating a home with furniture where you make life one long weekend, visit Sunshine Furniture now and save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington furniture during the Fall Home event. Bedroom, living and dining room, home office, media, and occasional furniture that is inviting and comfortable, Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need to furnish your floor at home. The Fall Home event ends September 30th, so come in now. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Public Plaza, Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and buy local.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day. Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day. Sunshine Furniture, stop on in today and have a sun.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Yes, we're wrapping up the month of September. Lots to look forward to as we embrace autumn and October. Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero by the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County. True nail artists. You can start warming up your color tones, maybe do some fun animations for Halloween. Think about Foxy Nails. Always gift cards available. Union Home Mortgage. As we plan for the new year, you might want to explore a way to get out of the rental rat race. Maybe you need to upsize, downsize. Union Home Mortgage has a variety of products. It's a free consultation. They even have ways where you can buy land and bridge that for new home construction. Shannon and Lucy, they know what they're doing. They're a wealth of information. They'll even be one of our sponsors for the October 15th Indian River County Insights Top Producer Panel. For any of the realtors listening throughout Indian River County, proudly serving Fells Mayor Sebastian, Vero Beach. We would love to have you join us for a free lunch, some great conversation with top agents, prizes, and so much more. You must email me, AnnaV@WhiteGloveUSA.net, in order to reserve your spot. Also, a shout out to True Color Salon and Spa with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. They have some of the best massages, and you can do that on weekend, even evening hours, as well as daytime. They have hairstylists for every budget, every hair type. You'll go in, you get to sip on some soda, some wine, get a little snack, do a little shopping while your hair is coloring and processing. It's just really incredible. And it's a really fun to experiment with some new looks as we enter a new season. A special thank you, of course, to White Glove Moving and Storage. They're actually proudly underwriting that October 15th Top Producer Panel, as well as the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network Opportunities. White Glove really cares about this community and wants to make moving easy and cost effective, whether you're moving locally or perhaps into or out of Florida as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. We can help with as much or as little as you need. For the way of networking luncheons for the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. October 1st will be in Port St. Lucie at Tutto Fresco. October 11th, that's a Friday, at Twisted Lime in Vero Beach. And Wednesday, September 18th at Michelina's off of US 1 there in Stewart. Great opportunities to gain referral partners, resource partners. Folks like to know if they have a relationship with you, who you recommend in various industries. And it's good to have lots of wonderful people at your fingertips, including our sponsors. Also, please save the date for November 7th. Santa Dilemma, solved. ChristmasKeyScroll.com. Check it out online or on social media. November 7th, downtown Vero, the launch for the Santa Dilemma Solved. That's right. More in store with Where to Go, What to Try. Until next week. Cheers.